USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During emotional testimony, George Floyd's brother asked lawmakers to ensure his brother didn't die in vain.
Honor George and make the necessary changes that make law enforcement the solution and not the problem.
Felonise Floyd says he saw the video from Minneapolis.
Maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a T-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing.
He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler is the committee chair.
Millions of Americans now call out "I can't breathe" as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability for officers who commit misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He's planning for transformation reforms in the department following the death of George Floyd in the hands of several officers. He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems.
Integrate new systems that use research on police behavior to connect officer performance data so department leaders can identify early warning signs of misconduct.
Many states are now seeing a spike in coronavirus infections and a surge of cases filling up hospitals. Texas reports more than 2,000 people hospitalized, a record high. Arkansas hit a record as well. And in Arizona, officials are urging hospitals to activate emergency plans. Some hospitals are already at capacity. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Attorney General is speaking out on the Durham report. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Americans will recognize some of the names linked to U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing probe into federal surveillance abuses. That's at least according to Attorney General William Barr. He tells Fox News that he's troubled by the findings so far.
Publicly made clear that this does not involve looking at President Obama or Vice President Biden. I think the people that we're looking at are not at that level, and I think...
What names will be familiar with?
Some of them. For the first time in American history, police organizations and the national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign. And there was no basis for it.
If you had to characterize the Durham report as you know it now, is it going to be eye-opening for Americans?
You know, I'm very troubled by what has been called to my attention so far, but I'm not going to characterize it beyond that.
At least 80 people were killed in an attack on a village in Nigeria by suspected Boko Haram militants. The attackers entered the village of Fodoma Kolomaya and began to open fire. A village resident said they shot everything they could, even our animals. In addition to dozens being killed, seven people, including the head of the village, were abducted and more than 400 cattle stolen. The Nigerian army is investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.